Barbara Strozzi, who lived from 1619 to 1664, was a Venetian composer and singer renowned as the virtuosissimo cantatrice, the most virtuosic singer. She was the adopted daughter of the poet Giulio Strozzi. Although she studied composition with Francesco Cavalli, an opera composer, she neither performed nor composed opera. She sang only in her father's academy, probably because in 17th century Venice, a female opera singer's reputation was tantamount to that of a prostitute. At 15, Barbara was singing in her father's musical and literary gatherings with his friends who met at the Strozzi house for witty and rhetorical discussions. She often performed her own compositions, as well as serving as mistress of ceremonies. This sheltered career may have been an attempt to protect Strozzi from slander. However, her association with her father's free-thinking circle subjected her to malicious rumors and satire at the tender age of 16. I've had some interesting conversations of late with Andrew Dell'Antonio, professor of musicology at the University of Texas at Austin, concerning Barbara Strozzi. Professor Dell'Antonio finds Strozzi interesting and important because she is both a holdout and a pioneer. On one hand, she was the last in the tradition of a virtuoso female chamber singer that had begun in the 1570s and had been an important style until it died out in the 1620s, when Strozzi was but a babe. On the other hand, Strozzi was a pioneer in the new genre, the cantata, which was just coming into its own in the 1650s when she was publishing her works. The cantata was mostly a private genre for the chamber entertainment of noblemen and cardinals, and not a public genre like opera. And because of this, very few cantatas were published. The only record we have of most of this repertory are handwritten copies of the music which circulated among the star performers and their private patrons. But since Strozzi could not perform in public, the only way for her to make her music known outside of her immediate circle of friends was to have it printed, which is what she did. So Strozzi's works are some of the few 17th century cantatas to be published and hence to be available to performers today. 8 volumes of her music were published in Venice between 1644 and 1664. They contain over 100 works, all vocal music, mostly for solo voice and continuo. She was one of the most prolific composers of secular music in the century. More than a century after her death, the English historians Charles Burney and John Hawkins both considered her a noteworthy composer. Since the cantata was a new genre in the mid-1600s, Strozzi's works are really groundbreaking. We'll hear 3 selections from them now: Luci Belle for soprano, cembalo, and viola da gamba, the duet Mordevo un biancolino, and the trio Libertà non ci lusinga più. The duet concerns a certain lovelorn lad who is biting his handkerchief, which is liquefied by his weeping eyes. The trio Libertà celebrates freedom from an unfaithful woman.
Sempre alteri, dispietati, sempre alteri, dispietati.